Welcome to our viewers worldwide, including Chelsea High School and Eagles Landing Christian Academy. It was great seeing y'all at CNN yesterday. We're starting with a confirmation hearing. This is Ashton Carter. He's the former U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense. He's President Obama's choice to be the next Secretary of Defense. Part of the Senate's job is to give the President advice and consent about his cabinet nominees. So a Senate committee opened a hearing yesterday, a kind of job interview for Ashton Carter. One subject he was asked about, ISIS, the terrorist group in Iraq and Syria, recently murdered a captured fighter pilot from Jordan. The brutality with which ISIS killed him and two Japanese hostages has stirred up rage around the world. The Obama administration says it's made progress in leading the fight against ISIS, but it's been criticized for not having a clear strategy on how to defeat the terrorists. If Ashton Carter is confirmed as defense secretary, he'll likely have some options in fighting ISIS.
There's no doubt that in the past couple of months with the air campaign by the international coalition that ISIS has been pushed back. However, they still hold sway and control large areas of western Iraq and northeastern Syria, which is the Sunni heartland. With the killing of the Jordanian pilot, Muath al-Kasasbe, there are many people who are saying now is the time to escalate the military campaign against ISIS. And it seems as though in that debate there are three options that appear to be on the table. One, and this is one that's been floated by many people in the United States, including people like Senator John McCain. He's saying America and its allies need to put boots on the ground. However, we have to keep in mind that President Obama came into office promising to end the war in Iraq and certainly has no appetite for sending American forces back into the battlefield in that region. And also there are people who say that it's actually a huge risk to the soldiers, of course, putting them in harm's way, and also could lead to another full-fledged insurgency in that part of Iraq. Another option that seems to be on the table is expanding the current airstrikes and continuing to rely on Kurdish forces, Shiite militias, as well as the Iraqi army. However, there are people who say there's only so much that airstrikes can achieve, and they doubt that once the battle gets into the really Sunni heartland, Anbar province, for instance, in Iraq, whether or not these forces are going to be able to deal a decisive blow to ISIS and defeat that terrorist organization for good. The third option, and this is one that most people say has a chance of functioning, if indeed it is one that's put forward, is engaging the Sunni population in that area. It's something the U.S. has done before. If we think back to 2006, all the way to 2010, what America did, and back then, it was already fighting a Sunni insurgency. It was fighting an organization known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which in many ways is the precursor to ISIS. It paid Sunni militias, it armed Sunni militias and asked them to fight against Al-Qaeda in Iraq. This is something that people say could work again, getting the Sunnis to fight for their own turf and to oust the terrorists that are on their terrain.